I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 550, Hanging In with Habakkuk. My wife has recently been going through a Bible study on the book of Habakkuk, and I'm impressed already. I mean, when was the last time you or me read through it, let alone deeply studied it? Habakkuk is one of those flyover forgotten books of the Jewish scriptures that we easily ignore. Well, today let's give it a little love as we're hanging in with Habakkuk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. We can learn about love and loyalty even through little books like that. Two youngsters were talking. Can people predict the future with cards? Jessica asked Danny. My mother can, said Danny. Really? Said Jessica. Yes, Danny replied. She can take one look at my report card and predict what will happen when Daddy comes home. Habakkuk must have looked at his future and felt the same way. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at Habakkuk's story, hear a portion of his scripture, share a great question and a prayer and a challenge to love God better, even in hard times. Habakkuk seemed to be one of those avoided books that we just kind of ignore, perhaps because it's hard to pronounce or even harder to spell. It's just three chapters long, though, only 56 verses. Habakkuk is writing about 18 to 20 years before Jerusalem is destroyed in 586 BC. Even though this little book opens in gloom, it closes in glory. It begins with a question mark, but it ends with an exclamation point. Have you ever argued with God, complained that you just did not get what's going on? He did do that, or he didn't do the other thing, and you're offering God free advice on how to run the world. If you read through Habakkuk, you find a lot of question marks as the prophet tells God what's going on. Ask him what's happening. Ask God to justify his behavior. I count 11 questions in just 56 verses. But the prophet is only asking questions that everyone else is asking, even though they might be afraid to voice it to the Almighty. The book begins with these words, the oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surrounds the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. Oh, wow. Does that sound like today or what? From where Habakkuk was seated, the nation was in trouble. Obedience to God was optional. Justice was jettisoned. Morals were missing, and the law was limited. That does sound like today. Like Habakkuk, we too want to know, why? Why are you letting this happen, God? He is confused. His heart is broken by what he's seen around him in his society. In chapter 3, verse 16, we can see the agony that it was affecting his very health. There he writes, I hear and my body trembles. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. Yet I will wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us. Here's the translation I would give. He's a hot mess before God. Then it happens. The very next thing from his pen, the most famous and hopeful verses in his little letter. Chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. He writes, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on high places. That's great. He's saying the world doesn't look good, and I don't get it. But I don't have to get it. Even if I lose everything, I will still praise my God because He is my hope and my strength. Here's the great question. Is the intensity, frequency, and sincerity of your praise of God dependent upon your life and the life around you going well? Let's pray this prayer from missionaustralia.com.au. Lord, help me not fear the future, but to boldly trust that you are in control when my emotions plunge me down and when I'm in despair. At times when I can't talk and I don't know what to say, help me to be still and know that you are God. Be my comforter, my healer, and bring me peace. God, help me to accept the things I can't change. Give me courage to change the things I can. And yes, give me the wisdom to know the difference. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 551. And in the meantime, we don't really know what happened with Habakkuk. Quite possibly, he was alive to see the destruction that came. He may have been killed in the battle, or he may have starved to death during the siege, or he may have lived through it. We just don't know. What we do know is his fierce determination to walk with God through whatever came, because in the end, God is our only true hope. How about you? You might want to read this short book today, only 3 chapters, 56 verses, and find strength for our world as you and I are hanging in with Habakkuk.